under the ear. Here we all see by Trilodina. When two people came to Bezdin, have a kindly above, he would stand by the door. Omar Milsei, Omar Milsei. Each one would say their tainus. No for Kolam Miliosa. And the call would come up from the town for Yom Ish Pleni Osa, Chayiv Ish Pleni Osa Zakoi. That's what used to happen. People would sit downstairs and say over the tainus, and from upstairs, it will come down, what the psak is. Yom Makoda one day, have a kominse de Vesua Badish Shibuosa. His wife had a machlekes with the neighbors. Omro, loite kabaila. So they said back to her, our husband should not be like your husband. So nitin lekfura, that he was not buried. Is Amir Rabbanan said, kuli hai badla lavuka yarya. If so, such a thing is not nice. Rashi says, mishanoi de lebriyoi. Shein achayv le nikvar ein zek voidoi. Not nice now that people realize that Itaki is dead and he's not buried. That's not nice. And in the army, some say Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai is chazimu bechalma.
In other words, his father, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, appeared to the Rabbanim in the dream. And Amalu, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, the father said to them, "Pray dachas yeshli benechem v'yatereitzem lahaviya etzli." In other words, there's still one trade them. He's still on gozel, still like small pigeon. He's still amongst you, and you don't want to bring him to me. In other words, you don't want to put my son, your blessed Rabbi Shimon, to kfura.
Is all the Rabbanim, so now the Rabbanim saw like it's fit. They have to make a kfura now. Is all the Rabbanim liyasuke bay. The Rabbanim went to be Yosek in the kfura. Loishofu b'nei akvarya. The b'nei akvarya did not let him come in. The whole shenei, the heavy nayim, all the years that he was sleeping, Reb Lezer, you know, the people of the city did not let them come and take him. Why? But the whole shoni, the heavy nayim, Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon, all these 22 years, Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon, was lying upstairs, never did a wild animal come into the city. Kisav is chus that he was there, the wild animal, that was, all the years that he was upstairs, nobody ever came, a wild animal never came into him.
So the Gemara said what happened was, Yom Echada one day, Mali Yomit Kippur Hevi, it was Erev Yom Kippur, Hevi Tridi, everybody in the city was busy. Is Shodru Rabbon Levnei Biri, V'yaskuya Liarse V'yamtuyei. The Rabbonin sent, like the people from the neighboring town, Levnei Biri, to bring up the mace, and the Taka brought up the mace, V'yamtuyei Lamarte Diavua, and they brought it to the Mara, to the cave of his father, Rav Shimon ben Yochai.
Around his father's kever, Tanadru Le Lamarto, Omrlo, so they said to the snake, Achna Achna, Pischa Picha, open up your mouth, V'yikonez Ben Eitelovim, that let his son go near his father, and Posak Lo, that was the Maisa. This was the Maisa with Reb Lezer Reb Shimon, he was the son of Reb Shimon ben Yochai. Now, Sholach Rebbe Lidvar Ishtoi. Now, Rebbe sent to Reb Lezer Reb Shimon's wife, as if to say, now that your husband is buried like, now he wants to marry her. Rashi Dvar Ishtoi, Shetinoseloi, that she wanted to marry his wife. Sholchilei, so she sent back to Rebbe, Kli, Shenishdamish Boi Kodesh, Yishtamish by Choyel. Like me, that I was the wife of Blessed Reb Shimon to the Kodesh, I should not be Mishtamish to you, that's Choyel. Is Tamon Amrin. Here they said, the Yasa Demori Besa Tola Zaino Kulva Ria Kulisa. Gosh, the man of the Beret Yisrael Amrin. Hamoshla Zeak Goyen Zeh. The Yasa Demori Italia Zaino Kulva Ria Kulisa Tola. Rashi says, it means Yesed. The peg or the hanger that the strong hunter used to hang up his coat is should the plain roya, should the plain shepherd also hang up there? That was the mussel. But here also she's saying she until now was married to a blesser of Shimon the Godel, so she can't get married now to Rebbe. That's what they said in Eretz Yisrael. Again, Tamon Omrin, the Yasva Demari, that Besa told Yazino Kuba, Reya Kalisa. Tola is the same hanger that the big great man uses, can a simple man use? Sholach lo, so Rebbe sent back to her. Nehi did b'toyra godav imenu, maybe in Torah was greater than me, avu b'maisim tovim he godav imenu, but in maisim tovim was he greater than me. Sholach lo, so she sent back to him like this. Ba'toyra miyo godav imoch, lo yadana. If he was greater than you in Torah, then I'm not sure. But b'maisim yadana, but b'maisim tovim, that's for sure I know that he was greater than you. Now this was the mice before that he was makabel upon himself all these yisurim. So kibbutz olei yisurim, he was makabel upon himself yisurim. Now b'tayr mahi, Where's the proof of the Torah that he was greater? When they were sitting on the chairs, Yasvi Kamaya Reb Lezer Reb Shimon, for Rebbe Aaryah, that when they were sitting on the chairs, so Yasvi Kamaya Reb Lezer Reb Shimon, Rebbe Aaryah, they were sitting on the ground. As Reb Lezer Reb Shimon and Rebbe were both sitting on the ground. Machshu, they asked questions of Mafaka, they answered. Amr, they said, listen, the two that were sitting said to these two, we're learning from them. They're sitting on the floor of the Lucifer Soli. Make for them chairs, they should also sit on chairs. As our sick knew, they brought them up. Oh, Mulu Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. Pray, Dachas Yeshu ben Echim, have one small guy from the Chashva person. So you ask them of Akshim, will you give them? You want to lose them from me? Who's say the Rebbe? So, Achtul Rebbe, they brought up Rebbe, they let Rebbe sit up. Oh, Malu Rebbe Shuvan Karko. Mi Shiesh Le Av, Yichya. Or Mi Shein Le Av, Yomus. The one that has the father should live, and the other one not.
In other words, the mice before was Rebbe Shimon, but Gamliel, he was the father of Rebbe. He said, let's bring up Rebbe. Mashen came, Reb Lezer Reb Shimon, his father of Shimon Yechai was ready in Iftar. So nobody was talking for him. So therefore, Rebbe Shimon Karko said, she would leave him alone. So the mice was, Achta Nam of the Reb Lezer Reb Shimon. So he also put up Reb Lezer Reb Shimon also to sit next to them. So Mor says, Cholish Daite, so he felt very bad, Rebbe. Omar Kochashvi Suli Kavosi, as you're making me equal to Reb Lezer Reb Shimon. So Mor says, Abahu Yoim up until that day, he every Omar Rebbe Mil, so whenever Rebbe would say something, have a Messiah, Le Reb Lezer Reb Shimon. Reb Lezer Reb Shimon was okay, he was Messiah, he brought a riot to him. But Mikan Viela, from now onwards, Ki Evi Yomar Rebbe, when Rebbe said, Yeshil Hoshav, have a question? Omar Le Reb Lezer Reb Shimon. Reb Lezer Reb Shimon said back, Kach Vakach Yesh Tachol Hoshav. Most probably like this is the question you have to ask. Yishino Zuvi Tshuva Secho. And this is the answer to it. Hashtag Yifasmin Tshuvois Chavilois Shein Vemamish. Like you're asking me questions that make no sense. In other words, Reb Lezer Reb Shimon was shown that he was really greater in learning than Rebbe was. And the Gemara says, Cholish died to the Rebbe. So Rebbe felt very dead. So Mar says, Omalai lehavua. And he told it over to his father. Omalai, so his father said back to Rebbe, Bidi, al yer lecho, don't feel bad. Shu ari ben ari. This Reb Lezer, Rebbe Shimon, is the son of Ari, a lion, and his father, Reb Shimon ben Yechai, was also a lion. That's why he's so great. But viato, you Rebbe, Ari, true, you're a great person, you're an Ari like a lion. But Ari ben Shol, you're only the son of a fox. In other words, he said upon himself, he's not so great. So Kitzur Rebbe's father, Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel, was a big onuf, and said upon himself like he's not so great. And the more says, behind the Yomer Rebbe, this is what Rebbe said, Shloisha anvasun sonin hein. There are three people that showed anivus, showed humbleness. V'yelowein, Abba, his father, or B'nei Beseira, and V'yonisin ben Shol. These are the three people that showed anivus. So now the Gemara explains. Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel held the Amoron. That's what we said last mice. He called upon himself like a shoal. B'nei B'seira, what's the mice of B'nei B'seira? T'yom Amar, Heshivu B'rosh, they made him the head. O'minu l'nosi aleim, and he appointed somebody else to be the nosi. Like Rashi says, it was the mice by when Hillel came into Bavel, so Hillel was greater than them, and they appointed Hillel to be the Bavel, to be the nosi over them. That was their anivus. And Yonasan ben Shol, the Komalil Adavid, said to David, V'yato timloich al Yisrael, v'neyeye l'chol mishnah. You should be the melech and Klai Yisrael, and I'll be second. You see, like a non-Nev, he said he'll only be second. So Mer says, Mimai, what's the right that these last two were their anivus? Dilma Yonasan ben Shol, t'chozid digori al mabosa David. Maybe Yonasan ben Shol saw that everybody was going after David HaMelech. So we knew, like, if he wouldn't appoint him for that, nobody would go after him. So it wasn't because of his anivus. He, like, had to do it. And the same thing, V'nei B'seira Nami, the Chazal Hillel, the Yodif Minei, that they saw Hillel was greater than them. And if they wouldn't appointed Hillel, nobody would go after them. So maybe that's why they appointed Hillel. But El, Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel, Vadayan B'sdosan Hevi. From him we see clearly, he was a real Anif. Sadiq Mor says, Oh, my Rebbe said, Chavivin Yisurim. He saw how great Yisurim was. In other words, Reb Lezer Reb Shimon, he saw the way, since he was Makabli Yisurim upon himself, after he was Nifta, nothing happened to his body. His body stayed in contact. Nothing happened to it for 22 years. And that was because of the Yisurim that he had. says so, Kibul Ole Teleis Teshani. Rebbe was makabel upon himself 13 years of Yisurim. Shis b'tzmirta, 6. With Rashi says b'tzmirta means Efet Shemokam Ketanim, come like a stone in the kidneys. And v'sheva b'tzafarna, and 7 years of scurfy. Rashi says cholei b'tzeicha peh, a sickness in the mouth. The Mor says v'yamrilo, some say the opposite way. Shiva b'tzemirta, 7 years of scurfy. V'shis b'tzafarna. I forget, 7 years, I mean, of the kidney, the stone in the kidneys, the shish b'tzafrin, and 6 years of the scurfing. The Mor says now, Ahurayu devei Rebbe hevi oser mishova malka. So Rashi says that means the shemer susin, the person that used to watch Rebbe's horses, he was richer, Ahurayu devei Rebbe hevi oser mishova malka. He was richer than the king shova malka. And kan heve romi kesisa lichyusa, when he used to throw like the straw, the food, to the animals, heve yozo kolo, so the animals used to scream, give out a voice, betlosa mila, it would go 3 miles, that's how far away, 3 mil, you could hear the shouts that they were screaming when they got the food. And it says, heve mechavin de romi bishosa diay revlebetakise. Rebbe was like a mechavin that they should feed the animals and make them scream, make them make noises, the same time when Rebbe had to go into the Beis HaKisei. V'yafilu hochi, even so, mavur le'kole le'klayu. Rebbe screaming from his pains that he had outwon the pains of the animals. In other words, Rebbe had Yisurim. When he had to go to the Beis HaKisei, it hurt him a lot. So the Yisurim he had then were greater, the voices were greater than the voices all the animals made. V'shomu le'nechusi yama. And the people going down to the Yam and the ocean were able to hear these voices. Alright, turn over. And the Gemara says, even so, Yisurim the Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Shimon, Adifim the Rebbe. The Yisurim that Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Shimon had were even greater, like was the greatest chus for him than Rebbe's Yisurim were. Dilu Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Shimon Miyava Bo. He accepted upon himself Miyava. That he had the mice before, he used to tell them to come upon him. Or Miyava Holchu, and they went away also, Miyava, used to tell them to go away. Mashen came to Rebbe, Ayde Maisa Bo, Vayde Maisa Holchu. Rebbe's Yisurim came because of a Maisa, and it went away also because of a Maisa. Now what was the story? Ayde Maisa Bo, it came because of a story. What happened? Mahi, what's the case? The Yehu Eglod, there was a young calf, Teviko Mamti Lele Shchita. They were bringing him to have a Shchita. Also, Tali Elereisha b'chanofa the Rebbe. So this young calf went and stuck his head underneath, like the clothing, the jacket, the coat of Rebbe. For Kabach, and the calf started to cry. Oh, Malay, Rebbe said back to him, Zil go lekachno tzarta. You were created for this, and Lord Tav Shchita. Amri so said like in Shemayim, Hoyo v'lo kamarachem. Since he didn't have rachmonis upon this calf, his life yulei yisurim. We'll bring upon him yisurim. So that's the reason why the Yisurim came upon him through a Maisa. The Mora says, V'ayde Maisa Olchu, and it went away because of the story also. Yoy Mechoda one day, Hevi Kokansha Amte the Rebbe Besa. Rebbe's maid was like sweeping the house. Hevi Shadya B'nei Kakushta. It was spread over there, the B'nei Kakushta. Rashi says, Hoy Mutolin Shom B'nei Yochuda. They're like small weasels there. Heavy shagi v'nei kakishta, the kokanshilu, so she was like sweeping them away. So Rebbe said, Omalo, Rebbe said to her, Shavkinu, leave them alone. See, the Pesuk says, V'rachem aval kol ma'isof, Hashem has rachmonis upon everybody. So Amri, now that they said min ha-shamayim, Hoylo merachem, since we see he has rachmonis, Nirchom alei, will have rachmonis upon him, and that's when the Yisurim went away. The Gemara says, "Kule shani yisurim." The Rebbe Lezer, all the years the Rebbe Lezer of Hashem had yisurim. Le'shocher v'nish b'lo zimnei. Nobody died early before his time. And kule shani, kule shnei yisurim. The Rebbe, all the years of the yisurim of Rebbe. Le'itzorach ha'am le'mitra. The Yidden did not have to daven to Hashem like for rain. There was plenty of rain. The Yama Rabba bar Rav Shela. Kash koshi yoyma the mitra ki yoyma the dina. It's hard, it's bad for Klai Yisrael the day they have to daven for rain, like the Yom Adin. V'yom Rameima, Meima said, Ilav Tzorach Li'alma, if it wasn't that the world needs the rain, Boy Rabbonu Rachmi Lei Yimavat Milei. Rabbonu would like be Mavat to this Inyan, that we should have to daven for the rain. And the Mor says, even so, Ki Evi Akri Pugla Mi Mishra, when they would pull out a radish from its bed, like have a kaima vira molimaya. Underneath it, the bed was full of water. That was all the schus of Reb Lez, Reb Shimon. Now the Gemara says that Igloya Rebbe Liasu Reb Lez, Reb Shimon. Rebbe went to the city of Reb Lez, Reb Shimon. Omalei, so he said to the people there, Yeshloi ben Liyosi Tzadik, like after he was nifter ready, he asked the people in the city to leave over his son. Omrulai, so they said to Rebbe, Yeshloi ben, yes, he left over his son, and you should know that V'chol Zoyna, Sheniskeres Bishnayim, any Zoyna that lets herself, rents herself out to men for $2, is Saichrosai Bishmayna, they pay him $8 a day that he should live with them. But that's how beautiful. And like Rashi says, Machmas Yoifah, since he was so beautiful. So Maisa was, Asya, they brought him to Rebbe, Asmechei B'Rebbe. Like Rebbe gave him Smicha. Rashi says, She Yukurinoisoi Rebbe, Kidei She Yiskana V'yosim Libo Yal Talmud Torah. In other words, that he should want to become a Talmud Chacham. So Rebbe right away gave him Smicha and called him a Rebbe. V'yashalmei L'Rebbe Shimon Ben Isi Ben Lekunio Achoyis T'imei. And he, like Rashi Mosri, gave him over to Rabbi Shimon and Lamed Torah to teach him Torah, which was the sister of his mother. Kol Yom every day, Heve Omar, he said, Likrais on the Ezel, I want to go back to my city. Is Omalei, so Rabbi Shimon said to him, Chochim, Ovdu Yosuch, Vigulso de Dahabo, Porso Olecho. In other words, like the Rebbe said to him, have we made you a Chochim? And we put over you a golden cloth, a golden suit. The Rebbe Korlachom, we called you a Rebbe. The Yatar Martin, you are saying, Look, Christ, Sani, Ezel, I want to go back to my city. Oh, my Lord, so now the son said, Mumi, like I swear, Azubudo, that I will not want to go back anymore. Because now you understood to learn Torah, and he accepted upon himself. Pigodo, when he became a great person in learning Torah, also Yosef ben Sifti, son learned in the yeshiva, the Rebbe, in Rebbe's yeshiva. Shemiyah l'koyla, they heard his voice. Oma, they said, Ho koyla domi l'koyla Reb Lez Reb Shimon. This voice sounds like his father, like Reb Lez Reb Shimon. Omrulay, so he said to them, Breyano, Omrulay, Rebbe said, Breyheve, he's their son. Koryles, they said upon him the posik, Pri tzadik eitz chayim v'lekech nafshois, chochem, Pri tzadik eitz chayim zeh Reb Yosi b'Reb Lezer, b'Reb Shimon, v'lekech nefesh chochem zeh Reb Shimon ben Isi, ben Lekunya, that he took care of his son, he brought up his son. Ki noch nafshei. So like when the son died, Amtu Lamarta Diabu, they brought him to the keva of Reb Lez Reb Shimon. Have a hodrule achna lamarta, there was a snake around the keva. Omalei, so they said to the snake, achna achna, psach pich, open up your mouth. V'ikonez ben etzalov, let the son go near his father. Le pischalu, so the snake did not open up his mouth. Kesvur among the people thought Leimashes that Godom is there, that because Reb Lez Reb Shimon was greater than his son, so his son couldn't come near him. So Yotz Baskel Baskel came out the Yomer and said, Loi Mipneshes that Godom is there, not because Reb Lez Reb Shimon was greater in learning than his son, Elezehoye Bitzamoro, Vezelohoye Bitzamoro. The schus of Reb Lez Reb Shimon was the fact that he was in a kever. Like we know Reb Shimon ben Yechoye and his son, Reb Lez Reb Shimon was in the cave for 13 years. So because of that chus of hiding in the cave and like being isolated from the world and doing avodas Hashem, that was his chus. Therefore his son that did not have that chus was not able to be buried in the same morrow that Reb Lezer and his father Reb Shimon Yechoy was buried in. Then the Gemara says, the Kloi Rebbe went to visit Liyatzred Rebbe Tarfon in the city of Rebbe Tarfon where he used to live. Omalus, he said to the people there, Yechle ben Lyoise Tzadik, does that Tzadik Reb Tarfon leave over his son? Shoy Mekapeach as Bonav, he always used to swear in the name of his son. Rashi brings down, Shoy Rogu Leimar, Ekfach as Bini Kishinishba, that's what he used to swear. Omalus, he said over, Ben Einle, he doesn't have a son left over, but Ben Bas Yechle, he has like a grandson, the son of his daughter. Every zona that charges $2, for him, they'll pay him $8 to live with him, because that's how much nus he had. And he was so beautiful, is the Asyula Kamei, so they brought that grandson of Reb Tarfon in front of Rebbe. Oh, Malei, so Rebbe said to him, if you have, if you do tshuva and come back to learn Torah, Yehivnu l'cho b'rato, I'll give you my own daughter, and she's beautiful. So Hodabei, Hitaka did tshuva and he came back to learn. So he could yamri, some say, naspa v'girsha. Hitaka married her, and he gave her a ghetto. He could yamri, some say, lo naspa klal, no, he did not marry her at all. Kidesh lo yomu, the people should not say, v'shvil zu, chozaz there, the reason why he was trapped was because of her. For lo male kuli hai, how come Rebbe was Isaac so much to bring back, to make sure that Rabbi Tarfon's son did tshuva? So, the yomar rab, yudom rab, v'yamrilo som se yom rabbi chiba rab, om rabbi yechanon, v'yamrilo som se yom rabbi shimin, yom rabbi shmo ben achmeini, yom rabbi yenisin, kol hamala meidez ben chaveiro toiro, whoever teaches his friend's son, toiro, zoiche v'yoshe v'yeshiva shemalo, he'll be zoiche to sit upstairs in yeshiva shemalo. Shnemar posit says, im toshu v'yoshivcho, l'fornai tamoid, the Kol Hamalam, it is Ben Amoritz Torah, whoever teaches the son of an Amoritz Torah, Afidu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Goyze Gzeiro, Mivat Le Bishviloi. Even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself made a Gzeiro,